Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
If I can have half the career that Bob Pompiani has had, I will be a very lucky man. It's Austin Bechtold, your friend City Limits with you. Here filling in for Bob on 93.7 The Fan. Thanks to Matt Harkins for producing Bucko Talk in the first half of the show. Welcome in Joel Nelson. Joel, good to be with you. How are you?
Likewise, Austin. Doing well, man. How about you?
Doing great. Doing great so far. I've taken you up until 1 o'clock, and we welcome in Nick Faribault to the program. Nick Faribault, one of our favorites, as Joe Starkey likes to call, from Slippery Rock.
Our good man. It's a pleasure to have you. I don't believe we've ever spoken before. You're a recent graduate of Slippery Rock. Am I right about that?
No.
No, Nick. Good to talk to you, my friend. How are you?
I'm doing really well, Austin. Thanks for having me on, man. I always love our Slippery Rock bit.
Yeah.
Do you think Starkey was playing with you that time, or do you think he was completely serious?
No, I think he was completely serious, and even though I told him like three times where you were from, I think he just randomly guessed because he forgot, and Slippery Rock is the first thing that came to mind. Funny enough, Slippery Rock has like not come up on the show very much after that.
Dude, listen, man, respect the Slimy Pebble. They've turned themselves into a nice little powerhouse.
Yeah,
there.
I like the Rock. I mean, they've done pretty well athletically, especially their football team has really done some good things. But we digress. All right, Nick, what do you know about the Steelers' reported interest as Crowley lit the world on fire yesterday morning on Chris Olave? And do you think that this is actually something that could happen?
I don't think this is going to happen. And here's where the interest is, kind of speaking, Austin. They called about Chris Olave. They inquired about his availability. And essentially, they were told no. That's basically what they were told. The leaked sources I talked to had a consensus that this would cost a second-round pick and a day-three pick swap. And that's at least. And the Saints don't sound very receptive even to that. Like, the Saints are going to want maybe a first-round pick to move him, which just tells you one thing. They don't want to trade Chris Olave. So I would say Chris Olave is not available for trade, but the Steelers are interested in him and at least called, which tells you another thing is they're looking for help at wide receiver. So there's two ways to look at that, Austin. Basically, what I think is you're not going to see Chris Olave become a Pittsburgh Steeler in 2025. I don't think we're going to see that happen. What I do think we could see happen, though, is a wide receiver addition before the season. Now, that could come before training camp. That could come at the cutdown day. But they're looking at options, free agent and trade. And so wide receiver two is definitely something that they want to address before the season. We'll just kind of see where they can slide in, the guys they could find that are available. But I do not believe Chris Olave is very available right now.
Talking to Nick Faribault of Penn Live, Amari Cooper or Keenan Allen, who's the better fit?
I mean, in terms of fit, I think it's Cooper. But in terms of who's the better player right now, I think it's kind of undoubtedly Keenan Allen. Allen went to an offense last year that was pretty up and down. We know what Shane Waldron's offense was. I mean, you guys all saw the Caleb Williams reports this week where didn't even watch film with him, didn't tell him what to do, just basic things an offensive coordinator should do. Allen still put up over 700 yards, but he's a slot-specific guy. I mean, the Steelers have Calvin Austin and Roman Wilson. And Keenan Allen's not a guy at this stage in his career that's going to really go outside, play across from DK Metcalf. That's not really what he does. And so I look at what you kind of look at in fit and Cooper's route running, Cooper's ability to play outside, both outside spots play in the slot. It's a better fit. But in terms of pure talent, I think Allen's a better player right now. And Cooper, I mean, didn't even produce in the Bills offense. And he was out-snapped by Mac Hollins. I mean, that's something to note, Austin. He was out-snapped by Mac Hollins in the playoff game.
Mac Hollins, who famously walks into the stadium with extravagant outfits, sometimes barefoot.
Yes, always barefoot, even when it's like -3 degrees.
Oh, always.
He's a crazy guy. He's a crazy guy, man. But, like, so the better fit in terms of pure kind of skill set is Cooper. But, I mean, he'll also probably be cheaper. But I just think the better player is Allen. So, I don't know. If I were the Steelers, I know the fit with Cooper's better, but I'd probably be more interested in Keenan Allen.
Nick, are you at a baseball game right now?
No, I am actually at a card event right now. You know, one of those little card shows that you can get where you can get cards. I collect those. I collect, like, figurines.
Is that the one in Monroeville?
It is.
I heard about
that. That's where I'm at. So I actually came here, and I got a Devin Hester one, so that's pretty cool. I have, like, a big collection of them, man. So I was looking to add, and so I got Devin Hester. I was, you know, since I went to Pitt and everything, I wanted to remind you I went to Pitt, by the way.
Yes.
I try and get all the Pitt ones I can get. So I was looking maybe for, you know, a Darrell Revis or James Conner or something. But Devin Hester is a really good addition to the collection.
You got a card signed. Were you able to meet them too? Were you able to meet Devin Hester?
No, but there are some really cool actual. If you're doing autographs and stuff here, there's some really cool guests here. Raleigh Fingers, Mr. October, Reggie Jackson,
wow.
Pedro Martinez. Yeah, big heavy hitters out here today, man.
Yeah, I did hear about that event that they're putting on there. Pretty sweet. Let me ask you about George Pickens. Do you think that it was more so Mike Tomlin being fed up with George Pickens and being the main leader in the clubhouse to get this guy out of here? Or do you think that the Cowboys offering a third-round pick was just too much icing on the cake?
Well, I think it was both, because here's the thing. I think the organization, not just Mike T, but Omar and everyone else, were kind of fed up with him. Listen, you don't trade this guy unless you are 100% kind of done with him, right? That's the big thing. You don't trade a guy like George Pickens, who's uber-talented, who's proven to produce. And more importantly, you create a hole on your team that you didn't draft over. You don't do that without kind of being done with his answer. And we saw it kind of play itself out throughout the season, Austin. And so that's really what I kind of think happened here. They got tired of his antics, and they were willing to trade him for a day two pick. Now, no team wanted to offer that during the draft. They would have traded him during the draft, Austin, if they had gotten a day two pick. And they did. And so the Cowboys did it on, you know, last week in the middle of May. And that is really kind of what happened. And so that's why George Pickens is no longer a Steeler. They got fed up with his antics. I don't think there was much else to it. They just thought it wasn't worth the squeeze anymore. There was potential drama ahead in the summer. They weren't going to deal with that contract drama because they weren't going to extend him. They weren't planning to extend him. And so now he's a Cowboy for a third-round pick. And I think that's kind of the simple thing. The league is just not high on him. They view him as a mercurial player. When he hits free agency next year, I mean, I'm not sure any team's going to give him a boatload of guaranteed money unless he showcases he can kind of be trusted upon, have that maturity. So I think that's really what it comes down to here is the Steelers got fed up, got a day two pick. That was the value they sought, and that's why he's gone.
Now, when you evaluate the quarterback position and the idea that Aaron Rodgers could be here in the next week, the next month, do you know anything different than we know just a week ago? And will Aaron Rodgers be here by the start of mandatory minicamp?
Listen, I've been trying to figure out the timeline for Aaron Rodgers for months, right? It's been 2 months now, and I just don't think I can pin that down. You know, I don't think the Steelers necessarily 100% know. Now, I think I think they would anticipate him being here before mandatory minicamp. I think that's kind of what they expect. But that doesn't mean it's going to happen. Just because the Steelers expect that doesn't mean it's going to happen. And so I think Rodgers is definitely going to be a Steeler. I just think it's going to be a question of when it is. Could it be during that big-time break between mandatory minicamp and training camp where he signs? Sure, it could be. We know what happened last year with the Jets when he missed mandatory minicamp because he had a pre-planned vacation to Egypt. So there's a lot of things. If he wants to be off the hook for that, sure, he might not sign until after that. But I think the expectation right now within the organization is that he will be here before mandatory minicamp, and he will be the quarterback of the Pittsburgh Steelers. But we'll kind of see how that plays itself out. Their expectations sometimes don't always match up. I think they expected to land Brandon Ayuk last year, too, and obviously they did. So we'll see what happens.
Could they go and trade for Brandon Ayuk and try that again? Would that be fun?
Listen, I mean, I suppose Ayuk could be available. And I can't rule that out because Brandon Ayuk really did rub people the wrong way, Austin, in that 49ers organization. With how ugly that got, he rubbed some people the wrong way. And they were going to trade him. If Kyle Shanahan didn't run upstairs and tell John Lynch, don't pick up the phone, don't trade him, Brandon's going to sign our deal, he would have been a Steeler. And so that is really what that comes down to is they're offloading salary. They're going to be up against the salary cap because you saw the huge contract they just gave Brock Purdy yesterday.
Overpaid. Overpaid. What are they doing, Nick? What, $53 million?
You look at that, and he's getting paid less than Tua, and you're like, what did the Dolphins do? it's a crazy contract. But because of that, they're shedding salary. And so some guys are going to have to go, and maybe Ayuk's one of them. They traded Debo already. But they didn't really draft like they were trading Ayuk this year. So my guess is he probably doesn't get traded for anything less than a day two pick. Coming off a multi-ligament knee injury, I think that's a little hard to sell at $30 million per year, even if the last time we saw Ayuk on the field, he was a really good player. So really, to me, I think Ayuk's one of the lesser options for the Steelers. If you want to look at who they could trade for, Austin, I mean, look at Green Bay. Look at Romeo Dubs or Dontayvion Wicks. I wouldn't expect that to really have movement until later in camp when kind of they get clarity on Christian Watson's ACL recovery and they decide who's in the rotation, who's out of it. But that feels more likely to me as something that could percolate up later in August.
Do you think they'd have any interest in Watson, or because of the injury, just not even consider it?
I mean, I think they would consider it, but I actually think the Packers would want to trade one of Dubs or Wicks. So if Watson was the guy they decided to make available, sure, I think the Steelers would think about it. I mean, he's kind of the perfect player opposite of DK. I mean, they're similar players, but they're different in some ways too. But I think the Steelers would look at Dubs and Wicks, who are different players completely than Metcalf, and great compliments, especially Wicks. Wicks is a route runner type. That's the type of player I think they would look to. So I think Romeo Dubs, Dontayvion Wicks, probably the two names I would watch closer than Christian Watson in that room. But we'll see who's on the inside out in August. I think this probably happens closer to cutdown day than it does to now.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Fan Twitter is brought to you by South Hills Kia in Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. Nick, have you had a chance to chat with Cordarrelle Patterson at all as to why he is still on the roster?
I have not been able to talk to Cordarrelle.
No, you haven't seen him walking. No man on the street interviews with Cordarrelle. He hasn't. You didn't.
I don't even think he's in.
Usually he posted that video of him shoveling snow. Remember that? He's not cutting his grass anywhere.
Yeah, dude, I'm not even sure he's at voluntary workouts right now. I know last year he didn't show up till mandatory minicamp. So, I mean, listen, Cordarrelle is the type of guy, man, that I think is just going to take it with stride. He's a veteran. He's been through this before. I am a little surprised he's still on the roster. I mean, they have 8 running backs on the roster right now, Austin. Someone's got to be on the outside looking in. And usually the Steelers make a few moves before training camp, after mandatory minicamp, sometimes before mandatory minicamp, where they reshape the roster. Would not be surprised if he's among those moves. He's among those cuts. But I'm surprised, to be quite honest with you, that he's still on the roster, Austin. I'm not sure why he's still on the roster.
We're talking to Nick Faribault of Penn Live. Nick, what did you think of the Keanu Benton and Nick Herbig video in the Laurel Highlands that was filmed when Cam Hayward as the Sasquatch for the schedule?
I mean, listen, I thought it was like an interesting kind of idea, but I'm not sure the execution was great. I thought towards the end when they actually found Cam as the Sasquatch, like, it clicked. But getting through like the first 2/3 of it, it was pretty odd.
Yeah, it was kind of strange.
I mean, especially when you consider like some of the other ones that were out there this year.
Oh, the Chargers. The Chargers every year just absolutely dominated in the schedule release video. They completely railed on the Steelers. The track ends in 9 feet, 8 inches to mock 9 and 8. We do not care. They had the George Pickens eye black message. Aaron Rodgers watching as the carts go off the contend or rebuild track. Man, the Chargers were just hammering them.
Dude, they did. It was hilarious. It legitimately was hilarious. And, I mean, listen, the Steelers' one wasn't terrible. There's, like, people that are like, wow, this is the worst schedule release video. And I'm like, have you seen some of the schedule release videos? Trust me, it wasn't the worst one. The Steelers actually try to get creative and try to make something a little fun. The execution of this wasn't there, so it was fine. It was nothing special. It should be better, though. The Steelers should be one of the best social media teams in the NFL, in my opinion. I don't think they're quite there, though.
All right, Nick, what do you make of the schedule? Back end of it is, pretty difficult, especially in the last month plus, where you got to play Buffalo at home, Detroit's factored in, Cleveland, Baltimore's mixed in there again. Not going to be an easy way to end the season again.
Yeah, it's a tough end of the schedule, but it also isn't like last year, where I don't think we're going to see a tougher schedule than what we saw in 24 at the back half. And it wasn't just the fact that you had 6 divisional games plus the 2 teams that went to the Super Bowl, Austin. It was also the fact that you had 2 short weeks. You had a Thursday night game and a random Christmas game. You played on Sunday, I think, 2 or 3 times in that stretch. So it was just short week after short week, odd week after odd week. It was awesome. It was like off to the Richter scale. It like completely threw them off their routine. Everything about that was a mess. I will say, I think the Steelers' early season schedule this year, it's pretty soft. I don't think it's hard at all. I don't think the schedule was as hard as last year's schedule. I thought last year the Steelers had a decently tough schedule throughout. I mean, we kind of learned that because even though they won those games against Denver and the Chargers, both those teams ended up being solid teams. And so the Steelers really kind of had a gauntlet last year. This year, I think their early season schedule is pretty light. And so while they have that really hard end of the schedule, that's just going to be with the Steelers every year, I think, Austin. They're a team that's perennially in playoff contention, and so they're going to be on TV late in the year, and so they're going to face really good teams late in the year. It's just kind of works itself out that way. So the Steelers playing themselves into purgatory have kind of given themselves these tough schedules just because they give the NFL a reliable team to say, hey, that team's probably going to be in playoff contention. That game's probably going to matter. We're going to slot them in there. So that's kind of what it is.
Do you think the NFL knows that Aaron Rodgers is signing, Nick? Like, I think the fact that they had the Jets as the first game that's being played is kind of important. And I also think that the Packers being in prime time at home was also a little bit of a tipping point. Like, I know they've had the Packers at home that they've played them before. But to me, it seems like the NFL is at least hedging their bets that Aaron Rodgers, and they're just covering their behinds in case Rodgers is with the Steelers.
So I think it kind of middle grounds it. I think, you know, I talked with Mike North, who's the NFL VP of schedule and broadcasting, and he made a pretty good point. He's like, this isn't an Aaron Rodgers schedule, and it's not, because even though you have the Jets week 1, if Rodgers was actually in that matchup, I would think that would be like a Monday night game. That would be a Sunday night game. I think that would be a primetime game. You look at the Jets' schedules over the last few years, not only do they have more primetime games than the Steelers have this year, but they're playing on holidays. They're playing on themed kind of days. They're playing on different types of standalones The Steelers have 5 standalone games this year, and they have 2 late afternoon windows. So they're well represented, but that's, I think, just the Steelers brand. It's Mike Tomlin's kind of brand of always being playoff relevant, carrying them. And this is kind of a middle ground option for the Steelers and Rodgers. And I mean, Green Bay versus Pittsburgh, I mean, that sells regardless. It kind of just, as North put it, it kind of sounds like a football game. You know what I mean? Those are 2 iconic brands. They're going to have great ratings regardless. Broadcast partners are giddy for that matchup. So I don't necessarily think this is a Rodgers schedule. I don't think they know anything more than we do about that. I do think Rodgers is going to play, and it might play the Steelers into more flex games. They did schedule a lot of really good games late in the year for the Steelers. The Lions, one of those Ravens games, could easily be flexed to Sunday Night Football or Monday Night Football, whatever. But I really look at it and say, man, I don't think this is a Rodgers schedule. It's not a clear Aaron Rodgers schedule to me. And so I don't think that they know that Rodgers is going to be a Steeler.
Last thing for you, Nick. I saw this post from Dalton Wasserman, who does a really good job for PFF, but I was surprised by what I saw. He says that the Steelers have the strongest position group in the NFL on the defensive line. What? Do you agree with that?
I think this D-line's great. People were like, I think people are way too low on some of the players they had last year. Listen, let's talk through the D-line, right? You got to consider the outside linebackers in this, too. So you got to consider their 4-deep rotation there. They have T.J. Watt, Alex Highsmith, and Nick Herbig, which is a proven, really good top 3. There's no doubt about it. That is one of the best outside linebacker rooms in the league, if not the best. Then they add Jack Sawyer, who's another really high-floor player and is going to give you a run defense boost. So that outside linebacker room is great. Cam Hayward was an all-pro last year. Keanu Benton, I think, is one of the most underrated players locally. I think people don't realize how good Keanu Benton is. He is close to being a really good player in breaking out and being something serious. Keep an eye on Keanu Benton. He's a lot better than you think he is. And then, I mean, I'm very high on Derek Harmon. I like the Danny Wekuale signing. I think he's a really stout run defender. So, listen, I don't know about the best position group period in the NFL, but do they have the best defensive line in the NFL? I don't think that's crazy at all when you factor in the outside linebackers, Austin. I think that outside linebacker room paired with the interior D-line room is way better than people think it is. It is now a huge strength for the Steelers, and it's one of those rooms that can carry you when you're struggling everywhere else.
Nick, appreciate the time. Enjoy the autograph show going on.
Yeah, thanks for having me on, Austin. Appreciate it as always, man.
Take care, man. Fan Text Line is brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say, there's never a fee unless we get money for you. Joel, the best positional group in all of football? The Steelers' defensive line? Look, I like Derek Harmon, and Cam Hayward is a Hall of Famer in my mind, but the best positional group, I don't know if I'm ready to say that.
I think if there was more out of DeMarvin Leal, if he was making more of an impact, I can understand that, but yeah. Boy, oh boy. It's encouraging, though, a little bit, right?
Well, can that best defensive line in football, according to Dalton Wasserman of PFF, prevent the Steelers from going 0-6 in the first 3 weeks of the year? Well, one ESPN insider thinks that is possible. Why is he completely wrong and he is underselling the Steelers? You want your positivity? Here it is. The Steelers are not going to go 0-6. Come on now. We'll tell you why. Coming up next, Austin Bechtel with you, filling in for Bob Pompiani. The legend, the Bob Pompiani Show, continues on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. They're finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Hey, everyone. Summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high-quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Hosting season's here. Are your Windows guests ready? Early access to Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale is on now. Save up to 40% site-wide and get a free measure. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing. No showroom markups. No pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Early access to Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale is happening now. Shop and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.